So the Shpiza of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we're sitting here indoors. And of course we have a tremendous cheshek to be in the sukkah. We spoke a little bit about the he'asu, the chayach of sukkahs. So it turns out that the Shpiza de Maisha is a very, I want to say, opportune time, unique time. But to not sit in the sukkah and sukkahs in a matzav like this, and a storm outside, is very much connected to the Nina Maisha and the Shpiza de Maisha. It's the very first time that we find an Inyan of Maisha being in the Torah. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, Moshe minat Torah minayin. Where do we know Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah? Where do we know a hint of Moshe? So Moshe is alluded to in Parashas Nayach, where the Torah tells us that Hashem Yisparach makes a shvua that He won't bring a mabul again to the world. B'shigam hu basar. That even though he's basar, and he's going to mess up, Hashem Yisparach makes an oath and he takes a bris and he says, forever and ever, he's not going to destroy the world with mayim again. What this means, this hint to Moshe Rabbeinu at that place called the Mabul, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the presence of Moshe, ensures the continuation of the world, that although there'll be times that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, it's better that we go back to Tohu Vavohu, it's better that he had not been created, because there's a tzaddik in the world called Moshe, the Kodesh Baruch Hu forever remembers Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Torah says, Chazal explained, "Bereishis b'shvil Moshe." But because this whole world is for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a havamina to go back to that original state of world, which the Torah explains in that pasuk of Bereishis. Hashem remembers Moshe Rabbeinu, and the chos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, "B'shagam hu basa." Then I remember Moshe, and in Moshe's chos, the world continues and will cease. Continue to go on until the Shech Tekinu comes. There were two places by the Mabul which were not affected by the Mayim of the Mabul. One was the Teva, and the other was Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Tzvachim, Legushma b'yayim zam, that the Geshem did not reach Eretz Yisrael b'yayim zam on the day of Hashem's wrath. These two places, Eretz Yisrael and the Teva, correspond to two different bechinas in Yisrael. Legushma b'yomzam, that which Eretz Yisrael did not have, the Mabul, was the inyan of the Avos HaKadoshim. That the Avos were buried in Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris, and the bris that Hashem made with the Avos HaKadoshim, that He wouldn't make with the Avos HaKadoshim, prevented Eretz Yisrael from having the Meha Mabul. That's why Mabul is Gematria three times Avaya. 3 times 26 is Gematria 78, which is Gematria Mabul. And many times you find in Kabbalah and Chassidus that 3 times Avaya corresponds to the Avos HaKadoshim. The three Avos. And it means to say that the bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Avos HaKadoshim about Eretz Yisrael already prevented the waters from the Mabul from not reaching Eretz Yisrael. But there was a different bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Moshe, that he made with Noach. And that place called the Teva, which the waters didn't reach the Teva, was the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that we explained, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Moshe is the neshama of Noach. And because Moshe Rabbeinu had a presence in Noach, as the Zohar says, since Moshe Rabbeinu would come from Noach, that's why there was no water of the Mabul on the Teva. So there's Eretz Yisrael connected to Avos HaKadoshim, and then there's the Teva which is connected to Moshe. What we see from here is that even when in the world is in a state of Geshem and of Mayim Zedonim, which wants to destroy the world, there's a Ha'ara of Maisha which protects the world from being destroyed by water. And that's what we see by the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, that as soon as he's born in Mitzrayim, he's casted into the water, as if to say that these waters should extinguish Moshe Rabbeinu. That in the same way, yet in the same way that the Mei Amabu was not able to drown the Teva of Nayach, which was Nayach, who was the Bechin of Moshe, when Moshe was in this Teva, so the Mayim was not able to drown Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the pshat that Moshe is called Moshe Kimina Mayim Mishisihu. Because forever and ever, Moshe will be contending with the Mayim. There's a melchama between Moshe and the Mayim. And we see this face-off, the showdown between Moshe and Mayim by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Chazal tell us that Moshe wanted to split the sea, and the Yam stood up against Moshe and said, "What do you mean split the sea? I was created before you." Ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu defeats the waters. But you see the confrontation, and the reason why Moshe defeats the waters is because Moshe Rabbeinu is Ma'ir at that place called Bereshis Bishvil Moshe. You may have been created on day one. The Mayim is mentioned very early in creation, but Bereshis Bishvil Moshe. Of course it has to split from Moshe Rabbeinu, but forever and ever there's this tension between Moshe and Mayim, and eventually the Mayim gets the better of Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock and water comes out when he's really supposed to speak to the rock to bring out the water. So Moshe does have his downfall with the water, but not really that the water got the better of Moshe. As we know, the Moshe Rabbeinu's chait really wasn't a chait, it was kudel l'shem shemayim, it was an aver l'shma. But that's Marumas to on Friday night, where we say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. The Arizal says Shabbos is the secret of Moshe. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is Rashi Tevas L'Moshe. And immediately after that, what do we say? Mikoylis Mayim Rabim Adirim Ishbiriyam. There's something which is called Mikoylis Mayim Rabim Adirim Ishbiriyam. That these Mikoylis Mayim Rabim got the better of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is nifter in which chaydesh? Chaydesh Adar. So that's called Mikolos Mayim Rabim Adirim. Adirim is two times Adar. The two Adars, Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. But the thing of Mayim, the Mayim Rabim Adirim Ishbiriyam Adir Mamayram Hashem. That finally in Chaydesh Adar, I was able to get the better of Moshe. The reason why Dafka Chaydesh Adar is because Tishrei and Shmini Atzeres is the beginning of rain. We start to mispala on Geshem. And Geshem is the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Shmini Atzeres Sasama says it's connected to Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has an ability to be shalit on the Mayim. When he's shalit on the Mayim, he makes it that it shouldn't be a marvel, that it should be Geshem. It shouldn't be a marvel which comes down. And we know that the teva of water is that it goes from the highest places to the lowest places. And since the water starts to fall in Chodesh Tishrei, and by the way, if the water doesn't go the way it's supposed to go, then there's a marble which begins in Chodesh Cheshvan. That's when the marble began in Chodesh Cheshvan. It's either going to be Gishmei Bracha, or it's going to be Gishmei Klala. But if that water goes all the way down from Tishrei, you know where it goes to? Chodesh Adar. Because Chodesh Adar is considered to be the end of Tkufas Tishrei. That's where the water resides, at the lowest place. At the end of Tkufas Tishrei, that's where you find the waters. And in that place, in the lowest place of the waters, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried underneath those waters. Goes very nicely because the Zayin tells us that the Aravos, the two Aravos which we have in the Zayin Minim, correspond to Moshe and Aaron. The three Hadassim are the Avos. The two Aravos are Moshe and Aaron, the Lulav is Yosef, and the Esrog is David. So these two Aravos, which are connected Moshe and Aaron, the Torah tells us that you have to take Arvei Nachal, that the Gedelim al Kolmayim, that the Gedelim al Amayim, that they grow by the water. And since Moshe Rabbeinu, that his whole inyan is that he's contending with the water, that he grows from in the water, that every time he has a melchama, it's a melchama about the water. How many times the Klai Yisrael complain about water in the Midbar? He's always dealing with the Mayim. Since the Aravos are Arvei Nachal, so they have a Shaychus to Moshe. Where you find waters, that's where you find Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why, because Moshe himself is not an inyan of Mayim. The Mayim tries to drown out Moshe, but Moshe himself is an inyan of what? Eish. That's why as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Torah says, Vatira Oyseh Kitayv, that she saw that he was good. The Chazal say, Kitayv, that's why Hashem goes back to Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayar Elokim Asa Or Kitayv, that he filled the whole house with or. Moshe is an Indian of Eish. Moshe is an Indian of Or. As the Tzaddikim point out, that Eish Loihet, which means like a burning fire, is Gematria Moshe. Moshe is an Indian of Eish. And Moshe himself became like a fire himself. He became a Chefza Shel Eish, this Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason why he's always contending with the Mayim is because the Mayim is always seeking to put out this Eish of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the klal is, as the pasuk says, "Mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chavos asahava." Even in a state of mayim rabim, where there's mayim rabim, the eish is an inyan of ahava, and mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chavos asahava. That the waters of the marble can't put out Moshe Rabbeinu's eish because the eish of Moshe is an eish of ahava. That's the eish of Moshe. And there's a remnant to this in Shemona Esrei because we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. So that you have Avraham, you have Yitzhak and Yaakov. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu with that bracha? Moshe Rabbeinu should be there. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? You have to go a little bit weiter. Huh? Where? Where? That's it. Really good. Where in Geshem? Where in Geshem is Inyan of Moshe? But right before you say Morid HaGeshem, no, you have to say something before you make Morid HaGeshem. You have to say Leman Shemai B'Ahava. The Arizal says Shemai Rems to Moshe. Because Shemai and Moshe is Moshe with the Koyla is Gematria Shemai. And as soon as you say Leman Shemai B'Ahava, Morid HaGeshem. Because Moshe is the Indian of what? Leman Shemai B'Ahava. Moshe is the Indian of Leman Shemai B'Ahava. The reason why the world would succeed, and Hashem says, "Bereishis bishvil Moshe, I will see this world to the end." And even though there's going to be a lot of Mayim Rabim, which is going to want to put out it, Hashem says it will not be able to put it out because Leman Shemai B'Ahava, Leman Yasa, I will do it for my sake. You know why I'll do it for my sake? And there's a Moshe Rabbeinu who is always saying, "Do it for your sake. Do it for your sake." And Hashem will do it for us B'Ahava, because that's the inyan of the Eish of Moshe Rabbeinu, that fire which burns the Eish Tamei Tukan Al Mizbeach Le'Sichbe. And this is the type of Eish that Moshe Rabbeinu brings into the Sukkah. That even on a day like this, where there's waters outside, and the waters are trying to put out the Shpiz of the Moshe, they're trying to put out the Sukkah Moshe, and we can't sit in the Sukkah. So there's an Inyan Davka, not to say we're going to call it off. Take him away. Not to say we're going to call off. We're not going to call off the Shpiz of the Moshe. Shalech the Shalach HaSayim. That although that the Mayim Rabbah wants to put out, the Mabel wants to put out the Ahav of the Sukkah, so when we come together and we sit together, and we continue that to ignite that flame of Ahav of the Yisrael and that flame of Ahav for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we say it's not totally in a Sukkah. It's not totally in a Sukkah. There's a Yontav and there's a Yontav of Sukkah despite the fact. So that we demonstrate on the Yishpiz of the Maisha, the Sein of Bishagam Hu Basar, that we're going to accede to it, that the Tachlis is fulfilled and continued. Bishagam Hu Basar. Even though we're flesh and blood, we're going to see to it that we're going to succeed. That's why if you take Maisha and you make a Milui out of Maisha, that's okay. If you make a Mili out of Moshe, that means that you spell Moshe Mem Mem. Yeah? Mem Mem. So there's the letter which is the Milui is a Mem. Now if you take Shin, the letter Shin, and you spell it Shin Nun, you can spell either Shin Yud Nun or Shin Nun. So Shin Nun is what? The Nun is missing, yeah? So you have a Mem and a Nun. Now if you take a Hey and you spell it Hey Aleph, so you have the letters Amen. You see that? That is Amen. But Amen is Gematria Sukkah. It means to say that the Milui of Moshe is Sukkah. It means that the whole Indian of Moshe, that he's Mamali the Sukkah. He's Mamali the Sukkah. The Moshe has a very strong presence in the Sukkah. And that's Pshat of the Zayah says, Ispashtus of the Moshe b'chol dar v'dar. That there's a Hispashus of Moshe in every generation. Because the Torah says about Sukkahs, L'man Yeidu Dayre Seichem. That your Dayre is Shino. that we know Moshe is the secret of Das, that's called the Man Yedu. Tereseichem is Bechol Dar Vedar. It's Pashtus at the Moshe Bechol Dar Vedar. The Moshe, he fills the whole Inyan of Sukkah. The Mili of Moshe is Inyan of Sukkah. And that's why we see Ufreis Alina Sukkah Ashleinacha. Ufreis, the word Ufreis is Gematria Moshe. Ufreis Alina Sukkah Ashleinacha. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ufreis Alina Sukkah Ashleinacha. He puts upon us that Sukkah. So Moshe has a very strong shaykhis to the Sinyan of Sukkah. Because Moshe is the Sinyan of that Ava, Le'mayim Le'ram Le'yuch Le'chavis Es Ava. So I want to just say before we conclude, I want to say a special Yashar Koach to Chezki, who behind the scenes is behind every Davar Shebekdusha here, from the food to the chairs to the arrangements and the times and to everything. And so not just for this occasion, but for all the occasions, especially Yashar Koach. Menachem Levitz was here not so long ago. I don't know if he's still here, but what he does for the Shabbos Kiddush every single week, and for the whole Chevra for coming, and just for coming, giving me Chizuk, and for the Mishpacha Chizuk, and the whole Chevra Chizuk, especially in his Peshus of the Moshe on this. And yet, Moshe, who's leading Klal Yisrael, and not just them, but leading us now, we should be zeichet to continue in those footsteps. Welcome to the Derech of Yaakov, Inu Hayos, and Yagidu Lachem, and without to be zeichet, Mashahaya Hushiya, the Zeich says, Vashitavis Moshe, that the first Goyal was Moshe, and the last Goyal was Moshe. We should be zeichet to have that Ge'ula soon in our days. This Goyal Tzedek, may have been a while.